The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yes, and good morning on this Monday. It is the 4th of November. All right, we do love this land. We are just so happy to be here. It's the first day of course, on this Monday, the first day after daylight savings time, and it's always interesting because I always think spring forward, fall back, spring forward, fall back. And so I woke up this morning. I asked Christina to play that first. Carl's with, we're together this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I know you have the certain march that you like to do.
Yeah, you know, telling the date.
Telling the date. It's the 4th, and we're going to get to it with all our little morning details with weather and so on and so forth. But I wanted to share that I woke up, and I just had this song on my mind. And we know that it's November means the flags are up, that it's veterans, Marine Corps Ball, Veterans Day, the Veterans Day Parade coming up this Saturday. And we think about what we want to start with today is about those people that are deployed and those people serving our country. We know we're in turbulent times. You know, the elections are tomorrow, however long and whatever the outcome is going to be. But I started thinking about years ago and how the angels must have come down on Lee Greenwood and as a songwriter. Now, Lee Greenwood used to perform in Vegas all the time. And years ago, if you can go back to how old I am, used to have these great lounge acts in the middle of the casino, and he was one of these guys that just played and played and played several instruments. He was really good. And, you know, I think when you play like that and you love like that, you know, he's just prolific. So I had the great opportunity. It made me think about this morning because Michael Huffington, who was running for, I don't know if he was running for senator.
I don't know, something.
He was a Republican.
Adriana Huffington's ex-husband.
And Adriana Huffington, and I was booked to open for Lee Greenwood in Orange County, flew in with my band, opened for Lee Greenwood, and we were in the Orange County, somewhere on the fairgrounds, in one of the big arenas. And my story is that I wanted to read, and that what brings us up is that, of course, we had an event yesterday with our book club. And I wanted to read Arianna Huffington's book. It made me think about Melania has a book out right now, and I've got a couple girlfriends who have read her book. But Arianna Huffington, you know, however left-leaning she's become and what she's done, has a tremendous story about
She was a conservative Republican at one point. Very Greek.
And immigrated, and her story of immigrating and how hard it was and what she went through with her family, et cetera, and how she really super excelled and her degrees and her studies and all the other things. So I read the book, and I quoted a few lines out of the book while I was on stage before Lee Greenwood. And, I mean, we became friends after that, if you want to say, Christmas cards, invited me to luncheons, et cetera, that kind of thing. And I always admired her for her, like, real prospering, spirit. And so I just wanted to say that. It reminds me of the Lee Greenwood and how she was Republican. He was Republican. You know, they had two beautiful redheaded daughters. And,
Wait a minute. Lee Greenwood and Arianna?
No, Michael
Arianna
Huffington.
And, okay.
Yeah, so follow the story. And so I think about, you know, our immigrants that work really hard now. You know, people change.
They come to our country illegally.
Yeah, and make
something great.
In her mind, and what she's created is Huffington Post. She has created something of a, I guess it would very, very much be like, okay, you've got, you know, for whatever, if you like or dislike, what Donnie Greenberg has done on a small scale with, you know, how her thoughts are and how her people write.
No, she's built that.
She's built that.
We may not agree with everything she writes, but,
and they slammed us hard in there.
Well, you know, somebody I admire, and this is, don't take this as an endorsement because we don't endorse anybody, but Paul and Pramila Dhanuka.
Yes.
Came to this country.
Yes.
And earned.
Yes.
Earned, you know, their, went through the residencies, could have picked anywhere in the United States. And when you hear people that come to this, to our town, and they talk about why they came to America, you can't help but be touched, just like Arianna Huffington, who I'll probably disagree with on most things. I don't know. I don't know any. Maybe she doesn't have anything to do with it anymore. But her family built these things. The Dhanukas have built these things.
Yes.
So many friends we have. Anik's family came here.
Yes.
And built these things.
Yes. They immigrated here.
They immigrated and built these things. And then you have people that came from Hayfork and Weaverville and built great things.
Yes.
I mean, it's.
We met a man.
Boyce Muse.
Yes.
Boyce Muse, yes. Blue Collar Millionaire, yeah. was on that program.
Right.
He came from, he had every chance in the world, Boyce Muse did, Muse Concrete, to be a failure. I mean, every chance,
yes.
My friends. You, in, you don't know his story, but he had every chance. He met his wife in high school. She actually made the coat he wore to the prom because he didn't have a coat, a sports coat. Now, I mean, and then he's built his company.
Yes.
And when you see this, that's this country that gives us the opportunity to make something of yourself, to make
yes.
something better. And so when I hear these stories, I don't, you know what? We may not, you know, I may not agree with Arianna Huffington, or is that her name?
Yeah.
But, or things that Donnie has, you know, has said. But damn it, they have built these things.
Yes. And you
and
have
they've
to.
And they've had the ability to because of this country.
Yes.
This country gives people chances.
Opportunities.
Opportunities.
If you want to work
hard. We can't
hard.
Lose that.
No, we can't lose that. And so, you know, I'm going back to Lee Greenwood and that song. I don't know why, just because it's so beautifully done. I'm gonna get teary here for a minute. Ugh, didn't know I was gonna go there.
Well,
but I mean, it encapsulates. Is that the word?
I've got a story. Yeah.
Encapsulates. Encapsulates. Thank you. You know, just cut up that word. But anyway,
that's a Lindism.
Because
I've got a story too.
Okay.
Even
I know.
I know Anne Marie's waiting, but no, finish yours.
But it just tells you about coast to coast, and you know what happens with people when they hear that song at the rodeo, at arenas. It's timeless, and it goes back and it captures, you know, what it is to feel like we're living in this land. Why does everybody want to come here?
Because it's a great country, and we can't lose that. But let me tell you my proud to be American story. It was a Desert Storm. We had already kicked off the air war. We were literally getting ready to attack, go through the berms the next day, and General Boomer shows up to give us. We were a unit that was out to the flank and getting ready to go through. And he came up just to talk to us. And I always remember General Boomer. I mean, I don't know if anybody could have pulled it off than General Boomer. He's retired now. He's living in Virginia. But he brought somebody with him, one of the musicians from the Marine Corps Band. Marine Corps Band was there during Desert Storm. What's their job? Their job was acting as security back in the post. The guy sang Proud to be an American. Now, you've got a picture. There's a bunch of tough Marines. I mean,
yeah.
Not me, but all these other tough Marines I was surrounded by. I mean, we were armed up. I mean, you know, people, you know, ammo, guns, everybody's, I mean, was ready to go to war that next day. Ready. And this guy sings Proud to be an American.
First time you heard it?
First time I ever heard it. And I went, okay. You know, because my mind was on other things, because what our mission was for our small unit. But then after the war was over, it was like 3 or 4 months later, I'm driving down the road and that song comes on. I had to pull over.
Yeah.
I had to pull over because it brought everything back. Brought everything back. It's a, you know, and I will always think of that.
Right.
When anytime I hear that song, I'll think of myself and Mike Brooks and other guys that were there getting ready to go. So we got to take a break. Anyway, hey.
When we come back, we'll give you the weather.
Yeah, today the Golden State Tour. Well, after Anne Marie, you'll get the weather. Is the weather going to be okay?
Yeah. No,
okay,
it's 75 today and beautiful. Okay. Look outside. It's the most glorious day.
Okay, and it's a great day to go down to City Hall. Why? Golden State Tour is there today from 10 a.m. to noon, and it's AMVETS 1, Leaving No Veteran Behind, Raising Awareness of Veteran Suicide and Mental Health Within Our Families and Communities. They're going to have a number of people there with all types of information. It's just not for veterans. The northern states have a higher suicide rate up in the rural counties than the urban counties. And this is a great way to go down, get some information, show your support, and it's going to be at City Hall from 10 a.m. to noon today. I'll be down there just to see what's going on and to see what kind of information they have out there. Maybe you'll be able to talk about it here in the next few days. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
We all know that Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years. So why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75? This is Mike Latock, candidate for Reading City Council. Reading has been my home for 30 years. And like all of you, I love taking my children to the pancake breakfast and the rodeo. It's not just an economic generator that brings $10 million in each year. It's a staple to the culture of our community. So I ask again, why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75 years of Reading tradition? A vote for Mike Latock is a vote for Reading Rodeo.
Ad paid for by Latock for City Council.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for State Assembly and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for State Assembly is Tanessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Erin Reznor. I'm running for the 2-year Reading City Council seat.
Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town tradition, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for City Council 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
I'm Dolores Lucero, Republican, speaking hard truth about our upcoming election. I am running for Shasta County Office of Education because enough is enough. Wake up, Shasta County. Special interest groups don't always know what's best for us. Don't let anyone tell you how to vote. That's your constitutional right and yours alone. I am taking a bold stand against corruption in our local government. California Government Code 1090 exists to prevent officials from profiting off of their position, yet here we are watching the same faces rotate through office, enriching themselves while our community is suffering. We need to break the cycle. These endorsement groups and career politicians want you to fall in line, but I am calling for you to think for yourself, question everything. If elect, I pledge to ensure fair representation, protect constitutional rights equally, and be your eyes and ears and your voice in government. I will uphold the Constitution and protect the citizens' rights. Let's take back Shasta County. Vote November 5th, 2024.
Paid for by Dolores Lucero for Shasta County Office of Education.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Now, we're here with Anne Marie with our community calendar. And Anne Marie, I know you got other things, so take as much time as you want, okay, to get to get all these spots in here. So, go.
All right, well, good Monday morning, everybody. Today, Monday, November 4th, is National Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day, honoring those in radio and in television traffic departments. We have some special birthday wishes going out this week. On Sunday, November 10th, we say happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps, which will be 249 years old this year.
Hoorah.
And,
and if you wanted to go, if anybody wants to go to the Marine Corps birthday ball, it's too late, my friends. We're sold out, been sold out for, 10 days. So, but thank you, Anne-Marie. And we will celebrate our birthday with style this Sunday at Wind River.
Absolutely. We also say happy birthday on November 10th to the American Legion Auxiliary, originally founded back in 1919. And the month of November is Military Family Appreciation Month. This morning, look for the AmVets 1 tour at the Reading City Hall from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. There will be several suicide prevention resources available for our veterans and their family members to connect with. More information can be found at You Matter Shasta on Facebook and also AmVets 1. The Reading City Hall is located at 777 Cypress Avenue. Shasta County dog owners can renew their dog's license and get the required rabies shot for only $8 on Tuesday, November 5th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. More information on this licensed clinic can be found on Haven Humane Society's Facebook page. And also a shout out for November being National Adopt a Senior Pet Month. This Tuesday is Election Day, so if you have not already, folks, please vote. In Shasta County, polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you have some questions, the phone number for the Shasta County Elections Office is 530-225-5730. Preston Sharp has put out the call for help honoring our veterans with American flags and flowers. On Wednesday, November 6th, he is asking for help to place American flags and red carnations at the Igo Veterans Cemetery from 3 to 5 p.m. Preston Sharp has also requested help removing the flag and flowers on Wednesday, November 13th, also starting at 3 p.m. The Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo is located at 11800 Gas Point Road. For more information on the flags and flowers event, visit Preston Sharp on Facebook. The annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade will take place on Saturday, November 9th, starting at 10 a.m., and a pancake breakfast hosted by the Shasta Lake Firefighters Association, starting at 7 a.m. And the parade will follow at 10 a.m. down Shasta Dam Boulevard. Our very own Carl Butt will emcee the parade. Following the parade, the American Legion Post 720 will host a luncheon located at 4309 Vallecedo Street in Shasta Lake. And in addition, the Boomtown Museum will be hosting a military display running November through January, and you can call for hours or additional information about that display at 530-275-3995. The Igo Ono Volunteers will host their annual pancake breakfast on Saturday, November 9th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 13958 South Fork Road. Enjoy a pancake breakfast, tour the firehouse, and check out all the fire equipment. Breakfast is $6 a plate. For more information, visit Igo Ono Volunteers on Facebook. This weekend, you can check out the Shasta District Fair and Event Center's Craft Fair and Swap Meet on Saturday, November 9th and Sunday, November 10th. Both days run 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Shasta District Fair and Event Center is located at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. More details can be found at ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. On Sunday, November 10th, look for the Nutcracker Magical Christmas Ballet at the Reading Civic Auditorium, located at 700 Auditorium Drive in Reading. Doors open at 2 p.m. Showtime is 3 p.m. Tickets range in price, but more information can be found at readingcivic.com. Just a heads up, folks, there will be a special Veterans Day ceremony at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery on Monday, November 11th, starting at 11 a.m. The public is invited and encouraged to attend. The Northern California Veterans Cemetery is located at 11800 Gas Point Road in Igo. Join members of the American Legion Post 746 in Cottonwood for a special Veterans Day dinner on Monday, November 11th, starting at 4 p.m. at the Post, located at 3297 Chestnut Street in Cottonwood. The dinner is free for veterans with ID and their immediate family members, along with Post 746 members. The special Veterans Day dinner will include tri-tips, green beans with bacon, mashed potatoes and gravy, Caesar salad, rolls, and dessert. Again, the dinner will be on Veterans Day, November 11th, starting at 4 p.m. And that is just a sample of events happening this week. I'm Anne-Marie with your community calendar.
Yum. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and
I was like, I can't believe we're going into what they're serving, but you know, that's really important for certain people. But we're out there all the ways that we can to support our veterans, especially these next 10 days.
And our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding, California. If you're looking for home, auto, commercial, liability, and surety bonds in Northern California, give them a call at 530-224-2345, Siskiyou Insurance. And we'll be right back.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Anne-Marie.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Anne-Marie.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, let's take a quick break.
I'm amazed when you say it's me you live for. You know that when I'm holding you, you're right where you belong.
Hey, just an electrician finishing up a late-night repair at this firehouse. Oh. Most of the firefighters are asleep, but if there's a call, at least three of them will be on each truck in minutes. Yeah, I guess the law says three on board or they can't enter a burning building until other trucks arrive. Isn't that a matter of life or death? And I'm told we had that problem in Redding until full-time councilman Mark Bizzano pushed hard to get three firefighters on every truck and also to buy land for our ninth fire station to better service all. He even led the way to rebuild the Redding Police Department, and now we've got the most sworn personnel in its history. Yeah, full-time councilman can make a huge difference. Just this year, he got a Cal City's presidential appointment to the statewide public safety committee. So come on, re-elect Mark Bizzano to the Redding City Council. You know, like the girl on the radio sings,
"Go with Bizzano."
Paid for by Mark Masato for Redding City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Redding is more than just a city. It's a community built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Redding. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs. Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Redding a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Redding stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Redding. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Redding City Council 2024.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Mike Latah, and I am running for Redding City Council. Each year, my family passes out over 2,000 flags in our neighborhood to support military. As an Army veteran, I take our city's dedication to honoring our veterans seriously. No soldier should suffer after returning home from serving our country. As your city councilman, I commit to making sure our veterans are housed and have the health services they need to thrive. They fought for us, and we will fight for them. Vote Mike Latah for Redding City Council and support our troops.
Ad paid for by Latah for City Council.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council member and local business owner. I'm running to make local government work for you over the next 4 years. As a local builder, husband, and father, I'm deeply committed to seeing our city thrive for generations to come. I want to see us hold on to our history and our culture while also making a future for our children and grandchildren. As your council member, I will vote to make it easier to build homes, strongly support our police and fire, expand our city's partnership with the Reading Rodeo and the Civic Auditorium, reduce homelessness focused on drug addiction and mental health, develop economic policies to increase job growth, and create incentives that attract medical professionals. I will increase speed to permitting and bring stability to government that focuses on common goals in our community. To do all of this, I need your vote on November 5th to ensure our local government works for you, the voters. This ad is paid for by Joshua Johnson for Reading City Council 2024.
Welcome back. Okay, let's give you the weather here. KCNR 96.5 FM, how are you on this beautiful Monday morning? It is exquisite outside. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm thrilled to a crispy morning. I love it when there's some clouds in the sky. The leaves are turning. It's like an art piece, what we can walk into here in the beautiful North State. Right now, and our temperature, it'd be high at 75 today, so it's kind of getting back to these like warm fall days. Overnight lows of 49, and as we progress through the week, it looks like we're kind of in that same 69, 60s, and it looks like we may have a slight chance of showers on Friday night after 4 a.m. and on Saturday as well. But this week looks like it's just a beautiful week, and we're happy to get out there and get busy with all of the things that voting is happening tomorrow and today, and trying to keep a sunny disposition. We know that when we think about that, we see the red, white, and blue stripes. I always think of, especially when I'm singing the national anthem, for me, the visual is the red and the white and the blue represent the blood, the bones, and the veins of all the people who have lost their lives in order to, I mean, whether it's right or it's wrong or it's unjustly or if it's an accident or if it's on purpose or the campaigns or for whatever it is, for us to be able to have the opportunity to speak freely, to openly vote, to have discussions, to be able to have the democratic way that we do here in the United States. We're a very blessed nation, and I just want to say that that's what it means for me when I see the flag. And we know that a lot of people have worked really hard to get here. Some people have just are not here, and that bothers some people that they're not here legally. And that's going to be, I think, a really big thing in intention, that when people are voting, they're going to be thinking this way of, is the country going to be safer? Are our rights going to be taken away? Women are thinking, you know, but I also believe that our media will extrapolate a phrase and blow it up. And sometimes something that's very said, that's concise and meaningful, will be taken out of context. And I don't know what's happened. I mean, I do kind of really miss when we had the three channels and we had a nightly news and we didn't have all of these, you know, variations of things that are just feel like, you know, I hate to join the coin phrase fake news, but it really bugs me on some levels, because I find myself not wanting to really listen to the news, even though I try to go into several news outlets to get what they're saying, but they're some of them are polar opposite. So I don't know. What say you, Carl?
I'd say that most mainstream media has got a horse they're beating to get across the finish line. The fact is that you have to do your own research. You have to read into. You can't believe what any of the parties are saying. And unfortunately, a lot of the news. It is interesting, though, to see big media like L.A. Times and the New York Times and the Washington Post and USA Today and other, you know, large newspapers are not endorsing a candidate this time. I find that interesting.
First time.
Except
first time in history, right?
No, not in history, but it's been a long time since, you know, I think 1980s was for the New York Times. But here's the thing is, they're not endorsing it. Our right here closer, our Chamber of Commerce used to endorse candidates and measures and this, and came to the conclusion several years ago this is dumb because what we're doing is we're upsetting half of the members of the Chamber of Commerce, and they stopped endorsing after that. So what they started doing was having forums so people could listen to the candidates, and then they wouldn't endorse. You know, frankly, our listeners are pretty smart, and they don't need us telling them who to vote for. I don't believe in that. They don't need Carl or Lindebaugh to tell them, oh, gosh, you should vote for candidate A or B or C or whatever. No, but you have to look at the facts, and here's mine. Oh, the economy is just burning. Oh, it's so good. Well, if it's so good, why am I spending $6 on a dozen eggs? $5.89 the other day, which was the cheapest in Safeway. In Safeway. If you want, I mean, that's ridiculous. And they said, well, look, inflation is only 2.9%. Well, that's 2.9% on top of last year and the year before that and the year before that. The prices are up. And if people are not being impacted on the price of food and gas and electricity and all those staples that you need to live, they're not paying attention on this thing. So it always goes back to me is, am I better off now than I was 4 years ago? That's the bottom. Am I safer? Is the world safer? Is the economy, you know, can I buy things? You know, does my buying power, has it eroded that much? All of this.
Well, I'll tell you something.
So that's what I look
at. I'll tell you something that does stay the same. And that's that we have to abide by, and that's the FCC rules.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share with our audience that NBC aired a 90-second, this is according to a headline I'm reading, a 90-second Trump ad during NASCAR on Sunday in response to complaints about Kamala Harris' last-minute appearance on Saturday Night Live, which appeared to violate the FCC equal time rule.
What it did was they got her on nationwide TV, and so she was there for 90 seconds, but they, you know, it did. It violated the FCC rules. So they gave Trump, what, 90 seconds?
I don't know. This is by the appointed FCC commissioner, Brendan Carr, said this is clear and blatant effort to evade. Now, this is pretty powerful when you hear this this comment. This is a clear and blatant effort to evade the FCC's equal time rule. The purpose of the rule is to avoid exactly this type of biased and partisan conduct. A licensed broadcaster using the public airwaves to exert its influence for one candidate on the eve of an election, unless the broadcaster offered equal time to other qualifying campaigns. Okay, now, well, wait a minute. It said Trump appointed FCC commissioner. Okay, so I was going to say for the FCC the commissioner, FCC, but this is the Trump appointed FCC commissioner.
Yeah, but
okay.
The FCC commissioners, the presidents appoint them, and the majority of the FCC commissioners are Democrats appointed by Biden. So,
in 2016, President Obama's FCC chair made clear that the agency would enforce the equal time rule when candidate Trump went on SNL. NBC stations publicly filed equal opportunity notices to ensure that all other qualifying candidates could obtain equal time if they sought it. Stations did the same thing when Clinton appeared on NSL, he added. Okay, so here's the thing. We know that we have to really be diligent. When we have somebody come on, we just have to watch it.
We have to watch. And we, in shows, we have tried to get all the candidates on.
Yes.
We're not endorsing anybody.
No.
That's why our breaks are so much longer, because, you know, people that want to buy time on our station during a certain time, we sell it to them. You know, to maintain that, we keep records of everybody that buys. It's open to the public on who's bought what. We can show what everybody has paid to be on our station and all those kind of things. But, we have to walk that line on that, in the sense of offering this up. Now, the candidate has to do certain things, too. Like, they have to say, hey, I want equal time as this. That's fine. I have no problem with that, but they have to do it. In this case, because of had Trump had been on back in 2016, they had to give equal time. So now Harris was on, so they have to give him equal time. So anyway, we got to take a break here. We got to start. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is an equal opportunity bank. It will help anybody. That's right. Look, it's a local bank. Local Board of Directors, founded about 18 years ago. And they've been recognized as one of the best small banks in the nation. Four branches, one in Riverside Way in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, 1845 California Street, right down the street from us, next to Jack's, 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cornerstone Shopping Center, its main branch, and the newest branch down in Anderson on Valero Way. So it is kind of like the Cheers of banks. Now, we do business there, and we're real happy. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop in one of the branches. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 75 years, the Redding Rodeo has been at the heart of our community, bringing families together, celebrating tradition, and supporting local businesses. It's more than an event, it's part of who we are. But now, special interests are targeting the rodeo grounds, pushing to declare it surplus land, threatening to erase this important piece of Redding's history. Dave Backus says, no way. Dave Backus stands with our community. He believes in protecting the Redding Rodeo, its heritage, and the families who've cherished it for generations. He knows there's no reason we can't secure a long-term lease for the rodeo grounds right now, keeping this tradition alive for years to come. The Redding Rodeo is part of our city's fabric, and he'll fight to preserve it. We don't need special interests deciding our future. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Redding City Council 2024.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Redding. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned. Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the 2-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Hi, Mike Latoff. I am a husband, father, four, and veteran who has lived in Reading for over 30 years. I see Reading as a home that will thrive and be a city where everyone feels safe and has the chance to prosper. But I want to make sure we do it responsibly and respectfully to the communities who call this place home. As your Reading City Councilman, I pledge to prioritize keeping businesses safe, stabilizing our homeless crisis, and listening to your ideas about how Reading should grow and prosper. Big ideas are great, but they shouldn't be rushed. When I am elected, I will work with all of you to make sure that we take each step together.
Ad paid for by Latoff or City Council.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3 because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palo Cedro for over 34 years and owned 3 successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple Weeble House, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priorities are family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you, and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's C-O-R-K-E-Y Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Rest in peace, Quincy Jones. Well, okay, because he produced Michael Jackson's historic Thriller. And so Quincy Jones is more than just that. He was a music titan. He passed away this Saturday night in his home in Bel Air, surrounded by his family. He received an honorary Academy Award later this month, tonight with a you know, their quote is, we must share the news of our father and brother, Quincy Jones, passing. He rose from running with gangs. This is where you can, the American dream. On South Side of Chicago, in the very heights of show business, become one of the first black executives to thrive in Hollywood and amassing an extraordinary musical catalog that includes some of the richest moments of American rhythm and songs. For years, it was unlikely to find a music lover who did not own at least one record with his name on it. Okay, so he kept company with presidents and foreign leaders, movie stars, musicians, philanthropists, and business leaders. He toured with Count Basie, Lionel Hampton, arranged records for Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald, composed the soundtrack for Roots, and In the Heat of the Night, organized President Bill Clinton's first inaugural celebration and oversaw the all-star recording of We Are the World, the 1985 charity record for famine relief in Africa. He did Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad were albums Michael Jackson. He was the king of pop on many levels. And for Thriller, some of the most memorable touches originated with Jones, who recruited Eddie Van Halen for guitar solo and the genre fusing Beat It, and brought in Vincent Price for ghoulish voiceover on the title track. So, you know, brilliant. Brilliant. So rest in peace, Quincy Jones.
Okay. And,
yeah.
Today's the 4th. On the 6th, out at IGO, they need some help in putting up the flags and carnations at the IGO Veterans Cemetery. It goes from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., so they need some help out there. And just to reiterate, the 31st Annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade is going to be Saturday, November 9th. Starts at 10 a.m. right down there. They're going to have close to 100 entries. If you want to get there early, the Shasta Lake Firefighters Association is having a pancake breakfast that goes from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then there's a luncheon afterwards at the American Legion Post, 7:20. Right after the parade, it's no entry fee for the parade. It's free. And it's a great parade. Lots of people show up, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day out there. So November 9th starts at 10 a.m. I'd get there, 9-ish to get your seats and all that. And you can take all your stuff out.
Also, today and tomorrow, Cal Fire Shasta Trinity Unit will be continuing the vegetation management project on the Gore Ranch, the McConnell Foundation property west of Westwood Village off of 273. The Gore Ranch Vegetation Management Project aims to reduce approximately 350 acres of non-native grasses and bush and brush, as well as dead and down trees. So if you're seeing that smoke, you're also going to, if you're looking around, you're going to see a bunch of equipment and air resources. And, you know, when we go up to the doggy park, we see a lot of people stationed there up at Benton Airfield.
They're still stationed there. Hey, Knights of Columbus having their 12th annual Knights tribute to our military veterans. All veterans and their families are invited to attend a dinner in their honor, and there's no charge. It's going to be November 10th at the Lady of Mercy Parish Hall at 2600 Chastity View Drive. Doors open at 4 p.m. with a social hour, and dinner follows at 5. Tri-tip steak, roasted chicken, and more. So if you have any questions, give Barry a call at 530-945-4272. A lot of stuff going on this week, that's for sure. Hey, and tomorrow, our guest at 7:30 tomorrow is going to be a guy by the name of Dr. Dave Mohel. And he's going to address the unhealthy level of anxiety and frustration leading up to this election. And regardless of the outcome, this increase in mental strain will undoubtedly continue as this week goes on. So this is for any American that's anxious and frustrated about the presidential command. And so he's going to be on tomorrow to talk about this, to address this. He'll be on at 7:30. He lives in Boston. Boston. So, I'm sorry, it's Dr. Ablo is his name. So, okay.
What time is he on?
7:30.
Okay, excellent.
So, I'm going to ask him questions that, of course, that have to do with people getting strange and weird during this time, election anxiety, sleepless nights, and potential dangers. You know, people
We have a big, have an anxiety problem in America. We really do. I don't know if it's, you know, again, I think it's coupled with a lot of things. It, let's just talk about the fact that the nutritional aspect of what we, get in our food is nothing nearly. And I would really like us to study, to get on somebody who specializes in this.
Well, okay, that's then your,
okay.
You can find one.
A nutritionist.
Also, there's just an article I saw that says younger people are getting cancer. You know, all of a sudden, you know.
There's a whole article on fluoride. Oh, my God.
Well,
it's a big thing on fluoride.
Not just fluoride, but cancer. And so that's probably something else we need to address with one of our oncologists here. Anyway, we have to take a break for the news, and we're coming back with Enjoy the Magazine, one of our favorite times of the month.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
.com. I'm Rich Thomason. For those who haven't voted already, tomorrow is the day, and the presidential candidates making an all-out effort to win the backing of undecided voters. Former President Trump at a rally in North Carolina.
If you vote on Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into your country. Your country is under siege. We have criminals of all variety, murderers, drug dealers.
Mr. Trump calls Kamala Harris the worst vice president ever and the Biden-Harris administration the worst in history. Harris is criticizing Mr. Trump for daring to question the outcome of the 2020 election.
I think that it is a tactic. It is meant to distract.
Mr. Trump planning four rallies today in crucial swing states while Harris will focus on Pennsylvania. On the heels of yesterday's powerful storms, injured 11 people, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says this is no time to let down your guard.
We've got more storms coming, so don't rely on the sirens. Make sure you're watching your news and your cell phone.
The governor's remarks aired by KOCO. The severe weather left tens of thousands of people without power. Boeing manufacturing workers voting today on a proposed contract. It offers a 38% pay boost over 4 years. The Boeing strike has lasted more than 7 weeks, shutting down production of most passenger planes, cutting off a key source of income for Boeing. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey was treated by paramedics yesterday after appearing to become unsteady during a campaign rally for a congressional candidate. An Ivey spokesman says governor was dehydrated, was treated with fluids, and is now back home. On Wall Street, the Dow down 151 points, the Nasdaq is up 36, and the S&P trading 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
The recurrent storms in eastern Spain that led to massive flooding last week had killed more than 200 people, mostly near Valencia, are now dumping rain on Barcelona. The search efforts continue amid very challenging conditions.
The situation for rescue workers and the victims of last week's floods has become even more difficult. The Spanish Civil Guard says it's deployed more staff. The police are using search dogs and drones to help locate people who might be trapped in hard-to-reach areas. There's still no official figures. The numbers of people still unaccounted for.
The BBC's Bethany Bell. Germany's top diplomat has arrived in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, an unannounced visit. It appears to be a show of European support for Ukraine on the eve of the U.S. presidential election and could result in big changes in American policy toward Ukraine in the midst of the ongoing war with Russia. News and analysis, townhall.com. The rich get richer. That's the case when it comes to one of the world's wealthiest men.
Warren Buffett is now sitting on more than $325 billion cash after continuing to unload billions of dollars worth of Apple and Bank of America shares this year and continuing to collect a steady stream of profits from all of Berkshire Hathaway's assorted businesses without finding any major acquisitions. Berkshire sold off roughly another $100 million of Apple shares in the third quarter after halving its massive investment in the iPhone maker last quarter. The stake, valued at $70 billion at the end of September, remains Berkshire's biggest single investment, but it has been cut drastically since the end of last year when it was worth $174.3 billion. Ron Taylor reporting.
For the fourth time in 5 months, orders for big-ticket manufactured goods tumbled in September, falling of 0.5%. According to the Commerce Department. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. See what we have there is stability when I say that. Today,
yeah,
the 4th of November, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, mm-hmm. compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina, good morning.
Very good morning.
Very good morning. No, how are you? And it's National Broadcast Traffic?
Yes.
Today.
Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day.
There you
Ooh.
Go. Yeah, so, you know, in case,
all my media people, I congratulate you.
Yeah. In case you don't know what you know, how we put everything on the air, everything goes into a computer, but it has to be loaded. Every contract has to be loaded. The number of times they play, the times of the day they're played, all these things. And then that's traffic. And then you put the logs in, which shows every spot 24 hours in our station.
That's what kind of traffic you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah,
I thought you meant like, you know, this is the eye in the sky. You know,
could be
traffic.
Could be that as well.
This is the.
It could be two.
Oh, here comes a helicopter.
There you go.
Hey, I see on Eureka, there's two cars. And
there's a pile up
and,
on.
And then it magically, wirelessly goes into another computer that plays the traffic. And then I run in there and I look to see which is loaded and which hasn't. And if it's a lot that hasn't loaded, I run back and reload it and run back over the other side. And a perfect one is it comes out, and because then you have to bring it in, clear the last day, put this one in, and then you see, you click on that day, and if it's nothing there, it's a success. So
it's kind of like producing a play, right, Rhonda? Every day.
Sue is
so
one
if
that
you
makes
come
sure
and you
works.
Look at it, and there's let's say two or three of them, then you know those two or three didn't get done, and then you
sometimes
roll them over.
I don't mind two or three.
They're called bumps.
Yeah, I don't mind two or three. It's if you've got 40 in there, and they're all saying things like, expired, not scheduled, and I'm like, that's when I go back and reload it, and then it comes back. But the whole secret is Sue putting everything in it correctly, and not only that, but with all the politicals. Then we have to spread the politicals out so we don't have two
next to each other.
Even though you see it on national TV, it'll be a Harris and a Trump and all these. Mm-hmm. So all that has to be done, and it's
well, you could do some serious manipulation with the candidates if you wanted to, right? Bump people together that don't care for one another. And
no, we're not going to. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
We have way more to do with our time than that.
In this election, what I've been pleasant for me to see in the city council, I have not seen, you know, knives out and mud being thrown. I mean, there may be a couple of small instances, but it hasn't been like it has in the past over at the county.
Well, how could it? There's no air left in the room. The others have already taken it all out at the national level. You know,
it could be.
Everybody's exhausted.
Anyway, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine.
Yeah,
and
we're going to do a quick read of the weather. It's going to be about 75 degrees today. If you looked outside, it's exquisite November 4th, Monday. absolutely brilliant tonight. It's going to be about 49. And as we progress through the week, we just have clear skies throughout the week, beautiful temperatures. We do have maybe on Friday a little chance of showers, and the Saturday as well, chance of showers. But this week is just proving to be, you know, clear skies, some occasional cloudiness, and temperatures like today. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends out in Anderson. In fact, Chuck Kinney will be the keynote speaker at the Veterans Day event in Igo Cemetery.
That's right. He'll
which
be
will
there,
be on
the
Monday.
11th. Monday the 11th.
So the Kinney family owning Shasta Gas Propane through several generations. Give them a call at 365-3793 for all of your gas and propane needs. It's a veteran-owned business. They also give senior and veteran discounts. And again, this morning with us is our good friends that have been with us since day one. We love what they're doing. Always, it's a wonderful morning where we get to really get into the Enjoy issue 218. And on the cover, serving together is our first responders, our veterans. And thank you so much for being with us, Rhonda and James.
Good morning.
Thank you.
We always love it. You know that. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here from the day one.
That's true. So we like to think it's a mutual admiration society.
So we love going through the magazine and talking about the articles. And
so we are looking at the November 2024 issue. This is, like you said, Linda, 218th issue, Serving Together. This is a front cover that's a little different than what we normally do, but super cool, and it's got a bunch of good old-fashioned service people in one form or another, right? Which, when we look at that, is a great opportunity to think about how we are as a nation and, you know, how we help each other in bad times and, you know, and it's just a nice... it's refreshing to just look and think about the people that, you know, are just...
that serve.
Yeah, they're just the service-based people.
And I think when we talk about our first responders and people who serve, that they do put... they put a mission in a country before themselves. They're in harm's way many times. But when you think about when there's a fire or when there's a catastrophe, like with the floods perhaps that happened on the East Coast, they don't say, are you Democrat?
No.
Are you Republican?
Right. They're just
I can't help,
help
you. Yeah, they're there to help you.
Oh,
so.
Great. Thank God we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
That would be just like,
Well, I've been in places that if you were a certain religion, if your house could be on fire, you are not going to get help.
Lovely. So,
yeah.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Well, where would you like to start? Because you know, horses are a big thing and you've got a whole...
Well, I wanted to start there just because you guys are horse lovers.
That's fabulous.
Horse owners.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. A horse owner.
But doesn't matter.
In fact, I get to go out
one
and
horse
today. Our beautiful
horses.
Odina. Yeah.
They're all the same.
So horse therapy with stable hands. This is a whole article.
Healing with horses.
I love this idea because I can't wait to get into it and read it. Tell us about it.
This idea has been around forever, right? We've done articles on many places throughout the North State, so there are a lot of places that people can go for different reasons. And it's so amazing how horses are used for so many things besides, you know, this one is obviously for helping with, you know, just
PTSD.
Veterans at the core, but all kinds of things. And this is a pretty significant one. It's been operating since 1996. And they have courses where it's like, 3 8-week courses where you go in and train and learn to ride. And then what they find is many people that go for services end up coming back to service, right? They find the progress of what they went through so helpful to them that they want to share that with others. And so, you know, the oldest person's 94. She came as a patient and then turned around and now is a volunteer. So they have them as young as 4 years old. And as old as 94 years old.
And it's everything from seizure disorders and PTSD to cerebral palsy, autism, and Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And during the rodeo week, we have special kids day.
Yeah.
And we bring in horses, and they bring in, the last time it was like about 200 kids.
Sure.
With disabilities that they got on a horse, and most of them really wanted to. Some didn't want to. You know, nobody was forced to get on.
Well, it's gotta be terrifying.
But once they got on, was like trying to get them off was a problem.
Yeah. Dig their fingers into the back of the horse.
And it seems like the horse The horses, no. I mean,
they do.
They don't get rambunctious. They walk around. I mean, it's, and with horses like this at this place.
Well, that's the magic, right? Yeah. Like, so obviously they have found a stable of horses that are keen to honing in on that. And horses have such an interesting sense with humanity. It's kind of like a thing, you know, to be really, the domestication of certain animals, right, that have, it's happened, horses being one, and then, like, obviously Buford under the table here, right? Like, how do you, I mean, the man's best friend, right, is amazing, right. How they have a connection with you. But horses have that.
They do.
As well. And I know people that own horses that, I mean, the connection they have is unbelievable, right? I'm obsessed right now with a guy that's from, I think he's Scottish, and he's a farrier, and he has a YouTube channel, and millions of followers, and that's all he does is little 30-minute clips of him working with horses and the beautifulness that he creates handmade horseshoes for them. So he pounds them all and
right.
stuff.
Sure.
But his relationship with the horses is what everybody watches. Well, he's hammering the horses or at his neck, you know, like massaging him,
right.
and he's talking to them, and
they're
just like, they're just in love, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, it is so cool. So yeah, I mean, a horse is an amazing thing, and especially people, it brings calmness. And we've talked about this story before, where there's a woman in town who had cancer, and the horse sensed it.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
One of
right?
our friends.
Yeah,
one of our friends.
You know exactly who it is. She wrote a story about it, but this horse
and a book.
Would not move, knowing that she was ill, and then found it.
Well,
and then,
Sheila.
Yeah, Sheila. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's magical.
Horse, that horse picked right up on it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff's been doing this for well over 20 years. He's been through all the schools, but then he has that on-the-time experience that whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he can fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take a chance for your family's safety. Get a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Car, truck, SUV, RV.
He's a character. Kids go take their cars and they love him.
Oh, yes. He brings it into his shop so it's climate controlled.
They love to talk to him.
Oh, he loves to talk, too. And Jeff Wurst is a great guy. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, Crackmaster. Mm-hmm. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
That's so cool.
This is great. Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, it just turns out that way.
I'm running for the 2-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for City Council 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Reading deserves a city council that works for us, the people, not special interest groups. But right now, behind closed doors, big money players are influencing decisions that impact your neighborhood, your family, and your future.
From housing to public safety, these groups are pushing their own agendas, and it's leaving hardworking Reading residents behind. But Dave Backus is fighting back. Dave believes City Council should be about service, not self-interest. He's committed to transparency, accountability, and making sure every decision benefits you, not wealthy insiders. As a longtime resident, Dave Backus knows our challenges and understands our values. He's running for City Council to give the power back to Reading's families, where it belongs. Together, we can put an end to special interests running our City Council. Let's build a Reading that works for all of us. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Mike Luton. I am a husband, father of four, and veteran who has lived in Reading for over 30 years. I see Reading as a home that will thrive and be a city where everyone feels safe and has the chance to prosper. But I want to make sure we do it responsibly and respectfully to the communities who call this place home. As your Reading City Councilman, I pledge to prioritize keeping businesses safe, stabilizing our homeless crisis, and listening to your ideas about how Reading should grow and prosper. Big ideas are great, but they shouldn't be rushed. When I am elected, I will work with all of you to make sure that we take each step together.
Ad paid for by Luton or City Council.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Reading Rodeo desperately needs a long-term lease. Doubters say to stop, but it's a...
go with Lozano.
The Rancheria wants to build near I-5 and create more jobs. Doubters say to stop, but it's a...
go with Lozano.
Reading's infrastructure needs streamlining to save money. Doubters say to stop, but it's a...
go with Lozano.
Reading's homeless shelter program is working with more to do. Since 2020, doubters say stop, Lozano says go. Why stop progress for Reading? Re-elect
dead. Go with Lozano.
And paid for by Mark Lozano for Reading City Council 2024.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Welcome back. Free Pie Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. This portion of the show brought to you by 41's Jewelry. 41's Jewelry voted best in the North State 2023 and 2024. Yeah, why? Maybe it's because they are the best in the North State. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading with watch repairmen, stone cutters. You can design your own piece of jewelry there, and they'll build it for you. They'll help you design it at Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated. They're just good people there with a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, and are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Enjoy the Magazine and Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, and we've been talking about various things. Now, the next article is about somebody that is almost a prodigy, would you say?
I would.
Yeah.
a young man by the name of Bradley Waddle. Yeah. Bradley Waddle, he's 22 years old and yet is on this American team competing in worldwide culinary arts.
Yeah.
So
it's called the Beaucoup d'Or in Lyon, France. And each team consists of two chefs, one lead chef, an assistant chef who must be 22 years of age at the time of the competition. It's okay because he's already been accepted and he just turned 23. But the team has 5 hours and 35 minutes to prepare two elaborate presentations, a meat dish and a fish dish. So what you have here in a theater, culinary theater, fully equipped kitchens are lined up side by side facing an arena of designated coaches and press and audience. And
sounds terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. And so the jury consists of 24 renowned chefs who make their evaluations based on the level of perfection in the presentation.
I had to turn it down this year. I was busy doing something else. Mm. Be one of the judges.
And so our very own, this guy, I mean, this
great article. Tell us about this article.
Yes.
So Bradley Waddle is from Reading. His parents still live here. And he went, he started at Mary's Pizza and
yeah.
went on to work at C.R. Gibbs.
Then C.R. Gibbs and then to Mosaic.
And one day he saw something on Instagram about this,
Beaucoup d'Or.
Yeah, this competition and, or no, about an opening at a restaurant in Yountville. A chef that he admired was getting ready to open another restaurant. So he took the day off, and he went to Yountville, and he got the job.
This kid's obviously cut from a different cloth,
yeah.
right? I mean, how many of, like, people come, you know? I mean, no disrespect. Mary's is awesome, but, like,
yes.
I'm Mary Pizza Shack, and I'm going to Yountville.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, I mean,
yeah.
He had this desire to, mm-hmm. and so he took, and here's what I love, too. It talks about how he went to Yountville, and he started as a dishwasher.
Yes.
I mean, he still wanted to be in the kitchen of a great.
Mm-hmm.
And so within 11 days, he became the caviar and champagne lounge.
Yeah.
I want to go to that place, by the way. That's my favorite. Anyway, so then, how lovely. Then
yeah.
the story progresses.
Yes, it progresses, and very, very quickly, he obviously has moved into a position where he is representing the United States of America with two other team members in one of the most world-renowned cooking competitions in Lyon, France.
So the chef that he worked for in Yountville suggested that he move to France to hone his skills.
Yeah.
And he decided to go take a look at this event in France. So he went there in 2023 and just thought it was so cool.
And was now, there the next year.
Yeah.
And it says in here that it's critical, that all of this is critical. They tell us when we're doing the right thing or whatever. But it's like the world event will have all of those elements of an Olympic event. It's 10 times bigger. There are way more people in the audience, the lights, the cameras. There's so much going on. The national anthem will play if they win.
Mm.
Just imagine. This is something
so cool.
And that's the beauty of you guys bringing these stories to us, because it puts us into, like, reading little snippets of what's happening in somebody's life. And this guy's from Reading.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a dream, and he knew from a young age, and he just put himself out there
yeah.
to become great, and now he's competing on the world stage.
And it is. It's you know, the thing is it's gifts, right? We all have been given some form of a gift.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
it's hard sometimes
sure.
to find, but some people find it early, and that's such a blessing. But I was just watching TV the other day, and it was kind of the same thing. It was a trailer, and so then I went to go actually watch just the beginning of an episode, and it's in Australia, and it's a food kind of network kind of show, right? And it's three of the most renowned chefs in Australia that run this show, right? And there's a 16-year-old kid that's on the show, he's on the show, but and they had him do a dish. And he was built for it. He's a prodigy,
yes,
right?
Yes.
He just whipped out this dish with just these simple ingredients, right? And put it on a plate in front of them, and they ate it. And all three of them just like, I actually have goosebumps when I'm talking about it. All three of them were just absolutely speechless. They were like, they just kept looking at each other going, I mean, we could not do this. We don't even know where you pulled this out of your hat, kind of a thing. Like, how did you create this in such short time and these flavors? Like, this is, like, better than anything, right?
Right.
And the kids just like, oh, that's great.
Really? Yeah, really. It's like, okay, sure. No, but the thing is that it's almost like when you think hear these proteges of, you know, when somebody can do a beautiful riff, and I always equate everything to music, and it's like, where, how could you be five or six or seven and play, where did you come up with that coming from your sphere into your body?
By the way,
and that's the same thing with cooking.
There's a seven-year-old here in town that's, maybe he's a little bit younger. He's going to Poland. To play
piano.
Play the piano in a competition.
It's mind-blowing.
7 years old. And I was going to tell Scott Seaton about him. Remind, you know, say, Scott, I don't know if you know about this kid, but he must be pretty good to be doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, when you see things like that. And I'm still trying to make sure I have the same shoes on, you know, the same color. Pair of shoes.
As I mentioned,
two different shoes.
Some of us take a while to find our gifts.
Yes,
I'm still looking.
Okay.
It's like a bottomless bag. I keep pulling tissue out, and there's nothing there.
No, that's not true.
No, this is my. This is it, and then no, it's not. So, but we do have to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot. From the old Lucky Millers, who, by the way, has a new Lucky Millers up in
Dunsmere,
which is outstanding from everybody I talked to that has gone up there. But anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, established in 1960, been in the same storefront since 1967. And it's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. I have never had a bad haircut there in 17 years. Not one. They are pleasant people. It's locally owned. It's locally operated. It's a great place to get a haircut. I make appointments at 530-244-9478. Set up a time and day that works for me. And like I said, it's a pleasant place to go to. And they don't get contentious in there. There is no politics talk there. I think the only contentious thing could be is, phew, which 1960s muscle car?
Oh, I thought it would have been who killed the jackalope.
Well, the jackalope is in there, that's for sure. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
We all know the Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years. So why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75? This is Mike Latock, candidate for Reading City Council. Reading has been my home for 30 years. And like all of you, I love taking my children to the pancake breakfast and the rodeo. It's not just an economic generator that brings $10 million in each year. It's a staple to the culture of our community. So I ask again, why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75 years of Reading tradition? A vote for Mike Latock is a vote for Reading Rodeo.
Ad paid for by Latock for City Council.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano led the way to rebuild our police department with the most sworn personnel in its history.
Go with Mazzano.
Mazzano pushed hard to get three firefighters on every truck and to buy the land for our ninth fire station.
Go with Mazzano.
This 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol is a full-time councilman who finally gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
Because full-time experience matters. Ad paid for by Mark Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination,
and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for state assembly and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for state assembly is Tanessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for supervisor, District 3, because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palo Cedro for over 34 years and owned three successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple Weeble House, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priorities are family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's C-O-R-K-E-Y Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday. And the weekend is heating up in overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DDJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup. You
must be 21 to attend.
Find your moments at the river.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the two-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small-town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
Good morning and welcome back to the day before the election.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Make it a happy day.
It is always a happy day.
Yeah.
In this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, the cutting edge of technology with the TAVR valve replacement, the Guardian Heart System, the Da Vinci XI. Surgical robotic system, less pain, less intrusive, faster recovery times.
I have some robot doing surgery on me on the 3rd.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's okay. Cool. It's probably
Da Vinci.
I don't know. I just know it's a robot.
Not only that, but with their residency program, with 22 residents working through their three-year program there, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Well, it's the doctor who uses the robot.
Here.
Yeah.
So again, it's probably much better for infection, less infection, healing. Yes.
Well, but the other thing too is doctors can sit down and use this instead of having to stand or bend over the table sometimes for hours.
Yeah, so less stress on them. They're more relaxed, maybe.
Much more precise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, enough of that. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, and we're talking about all the great stories that are in here.
Yeah. It's not in the November issue. I would like to bring
number
this up.
Number 218, and this is serving together, and it's honoring our first responders and our military and all this. And the cover is just beautiful. So.
You know, when we think about thrift stores, and when we donate things, I mean, people just sometimes will just go, okay, we're just going to take everything to Goodwill. But there's these wonderful little stores. I know that Trish Clark has been on before, said that that thrift store that's there on down off of North Street, down in that main area, is what helps run the money from that, actually helps pay a lot for the senior center out there in Anderson. So think about that. So All Saints Thrift Store, I like the fact you've highlighted this store, because we used to go to Adamson's when Adamson's was right there where the Rose Center is.
Is that where they took over?
Their little corner there. I think that's located. Right?
Yep.
And so you've done a nice little article on getting thrifty All Saints Thrift Store. Been in business there, and the guy, Bob Wilson, has managed that, and the nonprofit board has volunteered there for 15 years, because it's all run by volunteer.
Right. And the store's been there for 30.
So when I'm thinking about my glasses and the stuff that I want to try to, you know, I've got carrying around in my car right now, I'm going to take it there.
Yeah. So, and it's amazing, because I actually, when this story was pitched, I thought, I'm going to go check it out. And I went there and I donated a bunch of clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a warehouse that is packed full of clothes, and they keep their store really nice, and it's pretty neat.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yes. They keep it nice and
but when you say that, it's not like you're dumping or dropping off clothes for them and then just packed in a warehouse.
They rotate.
Yeah, I was going to say they have a warehouse that's very organized. With
very organized.
Stuff, and that's how they pull from and all that stuff. So.
And, of course, they change up the holidays and probably bring out the stuff that's like, you know, for – they're not going to be showing summer stuff in the winter time. So All Saints, the store is more than just a thrift store. It's a supportive family that truly focuses on the community. Mm-hmm. So we love that. And
so many of these thrift stores have some cause that they're supporting.
Yeah, and they've helped a lot of people that have, you know, from the car fire, were able to give them clothing and other things for their, you know, to help them. And so they do help a lot of people. They help single parents and that have, you know, that are struggling. So they do a lot of great stuff.
Well, you know, a lot of times the stuff you can buy there, some of them still have tags on them.
Oh, yeah.
And
when I was a kid, my mom and dad obviously got a divorce, and during that period of time, my mom was single, you know, right, worker. And so when it was time to go to school, we would go to the thrift store and stuff, and I just remember crying all the time thinking, no, this somebody else wore these clothes, right? And then you got older, and it was like, where's the thrift store?
It's exactly the hip thing to do.
Linda finds things at the thrift store and brings them home.
My kids go thrifting probably
we
at least
found
once
Pat,
a week.
In fact, we found Pat Karch at a thrift store and bought him. he was marked down. Hey, I do have one question. When I see the North State Now ad, I see a beautiful smile from James Masada, and even more beautiful smile from Rhonda. And then Michelle Slade and Ted Lighty, and of course Linda's sitting there looking very sophisticated. I look like I want to kill somebody. Why is mine? I'm sitting there looking. I'm going to hurt you. I'm just going to hurt you. And everybody else is smiling. Why is
your,
that?
Your soul is haunting you from the past.
That's the resting bee face you have. That's Carl's resting bee face.
Resting bee face.
Yeah. Well, I can't say the word on the air. But anyway, so it. Okay, so we've got a new, I love this. We have African food here in town. This culinary flair. This is the, well, let's talk about this article.
And Jamaican. I mean, there's a lot.
Oh, love it. But they have some things that I was looking at what they are serving.
Yep. Culinary flair.
Yeah.
Cuisine from around the world grows in Reading. So most people know of Sizzles, the commercial kitchen that's downtown. Mm-hmm. That was recently acquired by a new husband and wife that have been here since, I want to say, was it 2015? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they've been preparing different forms of African food. Both of them come from different parts of Africa. I think one's Nigeria and Ghana, maybe it was. Nigeria and Ghana. And anyway, they've been doing food and sharing it with the public at large at Reading at the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. And somehow there was an opportunity for them to acquire Sizzles, which they've done, and now they really are celebrating and trying to activate, obviously the whole goal is for food production and small businesses to get their feet wet and try to give them the opportunity to do sales without having to the overhead of running their own restaurant kind of a thing, which is really great. But they also really like the concept of sharing
Many cultures
and foods.
And so what I love about the Jamaican people is out of many is one people. Jamaican food gets its inspiration from many cultures. Indian, Chinese, Middle Eastern, and African. So I always think of, because I spent time in Africa for a while, and I love, there's a certain kind of rice and beans that is, so I automatically went there because it's a mixed kind of a cultural thing that happens with us. So we are looking forward to, and in fact, I think Saturday night, the VIP tickets for the Fashion Alliance you'll be getting this food with us, get to meet the artist, and there's going to be an art show, this kind of food. And
it makes sense because the Fashion Alliance new office is just down the hall, basically, in the old mall. They're only like, 4 or 5 doors down, so it makes sense that they would use this as a food provider. And so kinds of stuff that comes out of that kitchen.
Are they going to keep calling it Sizzles? Do we know?
I don't know.
In the article,
We need to take a quick break, and we will be right back after this extended break, thanks to our political ads. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council member and local business owner. I'm running to make local government work for you over the next 4 years. As a local builder, husband, and father, I'm deeply committed to seeing our city thrive for generations to come. I want to see us hold on to our history and our culture while also making a future for our children and grandchildren. As your council member, I will vote to make it easier to build homes, strongly support our police and fire, expand our city's partnership with the Reading Rodeo and the Civic Auditorium, reduce homelessness focused on drug addiction and mental health, develop economic policies to increase job growth, and create incentives that attract medical professionals. I will increase speed to permitting and bring stability to government that focuses on common goals in our community. To do all of this, I need your vote on November 5th to ensure our local government works for you, the voters. This ad is paid for by Joshua Johnson for Reading City Council 2024.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hi, this is Mike Latta, and I am running for Reading City Council. Each year, my family passes out over 2,000 flags in our neighborhood to support military. As an Army veteran, I take our city's dedication to honoring our veterans seriously. No soldier should suffer after returning home from serving our country. As your city councilman, I commit to making sure our veterans are housed and have the health services they need to thrive. They fought for us, and we will fight for them. Vote Mike Latta for Reading City Council and support our troops.
Ad paid for by Latta for City Council.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading.
The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the 2-year Redding City Council seat.
Redding isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small-town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Redding. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Redding that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Redding we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Redding, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Go with Masano.
Mark Masano led the way to rebuild our police department with the most sworn personnel in its history.
Go with Masano.
Masano pushed hard to get 3 firefighters on every truck and to buy the land for our 9th fire station.
Go with Masano.
This 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol is a full-time councilman who finally gets things done.
Go with Masano.
Because full-time experience matters.
Ad paid for by Mark Masano for Reading City Council 2024.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Last segment, and I just want to remind everybody, MFETS 1, the Golden State Tour, is going to be at Reading City Hall today from 10 a.m. to noon. We're talking about suicide prevention, not just in veterans, but in our society up here. The rural societies in up here in the North State have a higher suicide rate than the urban areas, and the main reason is lack of medical care. Well, there's going to be a number of sources going to be down there today to talk about suicide prevention. And it's not just for veterans, it's for everybody. So it's going to be there from 10 a.m. to noon. And they come in on a bus that's donated to them by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, cool.
So you get a chance to go through that bus, too, and look at Earth, Wind,
so
and
cool.
Fire's bus. Okay, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from the Enjoy Magazine. We're talking about that. But you've got something over at Riverfront Playhouse November 9th.
We are doing a murder mystery, pasta, pistols, and passion, and it is a spaghetti dinner included.
There we go. You're finally doing what I want you to do.
Yeah, it's like
some dinner theater.
Yeah.
It's like $20 a ticket.
$20 a ticket.
I love a show and a meal.
Me too.
And the meal's done by Lakota Catering, so we're super excited about that. It's really going to be fun. We have, I think there's 10 actors that are doing it. And it should be a lot of fun. So that is on Saturday. Doors open at 5:30, and dinner served at 6, and the show starts at 6:30. So hopefully, it's almost sold out too. I think we have 12 tickets left. So
also at the break, we got a call in somebody asking where they could find Enjoy Magazine. We have like over 400 rack locations throughout the North State, but they were saying that they were over in the Save Mart area, and we were just off the cuff saying that we think Mechanics Bank carries the magazine.
And they're in that shopping center,
Save
Mart shopping.
But if you really are looking, you just go to the website, you know, www.enjoymagazine.com, and go to Where to Find Us. And it will give you a list of all the places that we have.
Or you can just stop here at 1326 Market Street and grab and say hello to us, and we'll say hello back.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, get here before noon.
All right, coming up in the magazine, you have there's a wonderful jazz. I'm glad that they've come together, Cleveland Bonet and Greg Takamoto, two extremely accomplished musicians here, putting together an event that is going to be at the IOF Hall. You can read all about it in the Enjoy magazine. The tickets are for sale limited, actually, but there's going to be all kinds of artisans there for a full-on everything that you can do.
Jazz fair.
Yeah, a jazz fair.
Which is something that we have a long history with in Reading, and unfortunately it's been gone for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's kind of an all-day thing. It starts at noon and goes till 7 o'clock, so it should be really exciting.
You're going to have, like I said, vintage furniture and fashion and jewelry and charcuterie boards.
Kimberly.
Yes, exactly. Snack bar and all that good stuff.
Cleveland's wife, her story.
She's just great.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful writer, too. I love her stuff.
Yeah.
So you can read all about
that. She is really a cool person.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She
writes for us,
that's what I thought. And,
she does a lot
also
for the,
does
the city.
The press releases and all that for the city.
Yep.
And
they stole her from us.
Well, you know, I got to say that in this article, in this issue as well, you have some wonderful stories about veterans because you're covering that. One of his 105 days, Henry Woodrum's French walkout. You know, we love that. And I think that's the guy who used to own Jack's.
It's his son, It is.
It's great. We got to read that. And also a treasure hunt. And they talk about Siskiyou County's museum exhibit of the Hull brothers. So that's another thing talking about that. And said Dunsmuir community was hit exceptionally hard by World War II. 17 young men who attended Dunsmuir High School were killed in World War II. And they have a plaque there.
That's so horrible.
Yeah.
Considering that probably there was only 20 people in the
class.
It's just horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are the foundations. These are the things from the North State. Those people who served and went for whatever we're going through right now. We just want to hopefully that tomorrow, whatever happens, and the week following, we have a peaceful.
Yeah.
Transition, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We need to do that as Americans.
Well, tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day. And if you haven't voted yet, you need to get up and walk down.
Yeah, I was like,
or drive down. Or the bus has got trips. Len Fritz has got vehicles that will pick you up, that will take you down to a polling place and just vote. It's one of the most valuable rights you have is to vote. And I can't figure out why people don't. I just don't. It's like a slap in the face for those
who I think I heard this last night over, you know, obviously there's a national average every time there's a presidential election that, you know, X number, you know, how many people vote, right, in general. And it's far from the 300 million people that
it's like 70%.
I know, but they were saying that there's still almost like 70 million people that haven't voted that within the cycle, kind of like, right?
Well,
and I was like, 70 million.
And so many have voted early in this cycle, more than ever has before. So God bless you all for voting. But tomorrow, that's, you know, whatever you believe, Vote. Linda has to run out. She has another appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, 218. How many years is that?
18. I'm sorry. 18.
Years.
Yeah, the first magazine came out in October of 2006.
Mm-hmm.
But they started the business in 2005.
Okay.
So in February of 2005, they started in-house marketing, and then that morphed into Enjoy.
Enjoy. Wow.
Yep.
Enjoy.
Yes.
Gosh. You know, it's been quite a ride for you all.
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's been great, really.
It's been great. I mean, I look at this. I look at every issue, and you got great articles. You know, you send it to family members and all this.
Yeah.
Hey, get a subscription. You know, I tell people when they're looking for it, it's free. Go grab it. You know, that's what we want.
Yeah.
But you can get online and have a subscription, have it mailed right to your house.
And there's a ad on the back on how you can do that on the back cover.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much. Hey,
thank you.
We're having Dr. Lamoy is coming in, or I'm sorry, Albert, at 7:30 to talk about relieving tension during this year, during this election cycle. And then staffing and employment will join us at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, I can't wait to hear what this guy says. You know, people are losing sleep. Their families are breaking up over this election and friendships.
They must be dumb because that's insane.
Yeah. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
Bye.